we've learned anything from these past couple of years, my fellow Americans, it's that personal medical freedom and liberty are in crisis. America Out Loud Pulse brings together the top experts in healthcare-related fields to keep you a beat ahead. So you think back to the early part of the pandemic, and you know, I think I was wondering, like, why so many people fell in line so quickly. I think a lot of us were aghast that people just sort of went with whatever the mood was, whatever the, you know, whatever the directions were that people were telling them. You know, look at it this way. It only took a few people at the very top to convince millions that this was the way forward. And fear played the biggest part of this thing, I believe. And that's part of the story we want to start with today, friends, and talk about how the faith community, the Christian community, was really taken by this thing. I've explained a little bit more about it. Welcome on to America Out Loud Pulse. It's Malcolm Out Loud here, along with my co-host,
Dr. Peter McCullough.
Okay, so this is quite the story. And let me throw a couple of things out here to get this started. And I think people's eyes will open wide here with this. And so Dr. Jim Thorpe and Maggie Thorpe, his wife, who's an attorney, they're surely a power couple and do amazing work, really and truly. And they have a piece that has really gone crazy on our platform this week. One of a couple that went wacky. U.S. government coerced leaders of faith to push COVID-19 vaccines on Americans. And so there was a summit, Dr. McCullough, Faith for Vaccines, a national summit. And Francis Collin was there, who was the NIH director at the time. And he made some, again, there's a lot of proof in this piece, but he made some pretty outlandish statements, things like this. He was talking to the faith leaders now, all the leaders were there. He said, tell your flock that the vaccines are safe. He literally told the faith leaders that were attending this national summit what to say to the congregations. And he urged them to reassure their flocks that the COVID-19 vaccines are completely safe and assured them that Big Pharma, one of the most corrupt industries on the planet, didn't cut any corners at all. It was all good. He then went on to faith leaders. He said the vaccines are 95% effective and they're God's answer to prayer. Listen to that, Peter. God's answer to prayer. This is what he said to the faith leaders across the country. Mm. And it's shocking, really, to see this, that he actually said, I mean, how would he know it's God's answer to prayer? I mean, is he the middleman or something? I don't know. He said, so he told faith leaders the vaccines were a literal answer to prayer and went on and on about that. But anyways, this, what do you take of this? You read the piece, and they really do a lot of dot connecting in this essay, don't you think?
This is really a bombshell, Malcolm. I had no idea. This group called Faith for Vaccines has 86 founding members of the faith community. You know, it included organizations like the American Baptist Church, Catholic Charities of the United States, Episcopal Church, the National Association of Evangelicals, Greek Orthodox Archdiocese, New York Jewish Agenda, and it goes on and on. And Francis Collins is a big character in this piece, the former director of the NIH, and you know he's got several books out, several books, and he believes this. He actually believes that to grow closer to God, that we have to decode the human genetic code. That's what he believes. He believes he's actually on a religious mission. And to the extent that these vaccines are novel and they're genetic, you know, he's saying they're an answer to prayer. So this is a giant psychological operation waged on the faith leaders. And according to this piece here, this Faith for Vaccines, this was successful. There was some money behind it, but, you know, not a ton. Yeah. These guys bought into this. Which is absolutely astounding. They had bi-weekly roundtables and
Yeah, this big summit, by the way, was May of 21. So think about that time, Peter, when that was happening. Okay, it was the largest, listen to this, the largest religious summit of its kind held in this country. And this is where these cats were talking to all these faith leaders to get them back there to talk to the congregations and use faith to coerce people. And so you think about all the pressure that was going on back there, seriously. I mean, all the unknowns, all the fear, all the people that were really dreading this whole concept of an experimental vaccine, but really didn't know what else to do. And so what happened is all these people put their trust in their leaders, is what happened. They put their trust in faith. They put their trust in these government agencies. They put their trust in people who thought they had for their best interest at heart. And boy, did the public get duped on this, you know?
Well, and the leaders, I mean, this is a great piece. Everybody needs to go to the platform and read this. They embed this file from the National Summit, Faith for Vaccine Summit. And you know, the slide indicates become vaccine ambassadors, commitments you can make to help your community get vaccinated. Have open and honest conversations with your congregation about getting vaccinated. Think about the moral imperative of getting vaccinated in your sermons and provide accurate information about the benefits, safety of the vaccines, etc. Organize a COVID-19 vaccine presentation for your community members and promote it via the digital communication channels. And you know, it goes on and on and on. Malcolm, think about this. The vaccines in the clinical trials, which is all they had to work on at that time, it took a month to get fully vaccinated. Then there was 2 months of observation. No one in the universe knew what was going to happen on month 4 and 5 and 6. That's all we had was 1 month of getting vaccinated, 2 months of observation, and this giant leap of faith. That's actually a good phrase. This was a leap of faith. This was a presumption. Essentially, this was a psyop performed on
Psyop,
our
yeah.
faith
Good
leaders,
way to put
and
it.
it worked.
Yeah, good way to put it, brother. Psyop. That's a great way to put it. Well, what percentage again, remind me, was it 80% roughly they had at least one vaccine in the country? Was that 75, 80?
I'm going with 75%,
Okay.
Malcolm, which is the COVID States program. That's Harvard Northeastern. Now,
Right.
those data are about a year and a half old. The CDC, if you go on their website, they'll tell you right now it's 95% of Americans took a shot. Malcolm, there's no way. I mean, I have people in my office all day long. They didn't take a shot. It can't be 95%.
That's
It
crazy.
just can't. The CDC, even in the COVID States program, the CDC said, the COVID States group said, the CDC, when someone loses their vaccine card, they just start another vaccine card and they just count them as a new patient. They don't have like an electronic database where they have everything. You can fact check things.
I'm shaking my head here. I've
Well,
got to know.
let me correct that. They have a database on the back end, but CVS and Walgreens doesn't have a chance to check against it. So the point is, CVS and Walgreens, they'll say, "Well, give me your vaccine card." "Oh, I lost it." "Okay, let me start a new one." One little mistake on name or date of birth or what have you, then aha, that's a brand new patient goes in the system.
Well, you think about how did 75 or 80%, or they say 95%, which it really is hysterical, considering that I've always been a leader all my life, as you've been, Peter, but we'd be in the 5% if called by
Malcolm, let
CDC
me give it. This
numbers.
is CDC statistics. And you know, it's interesting. This is data provided. The last time they updated this, believe it or not, May 11th, 2023. So they haven't even bothered to update these, but this is what they say. They say that population over 65, the number's 95%. Over 18, 92.3%. Over age 12, 90.5%. Malcolm, there's no way. There's
That's
no way.
incredible. Yeah, absolutely credible numbers. I don't even begin to understand them. But when you think about really the summary to me on this is, if you think about how 75 or 80% or whatever that number happens to be, they say it's 90 something, but whatever, would be convinced to submit to this novel experiment, basically is all it was. Nobody knew anything about it. I mean, they didn't even test them on animals long enough. I mean, they just rolled them right out. And when you think about that, and now you see, like, how did they convince that amount of people? And I really scratched my head back then too, wondering why, because I would never succumb to that. There's just no way. And yet all the population did. We were in the minority, Peter. We were in the vast,
It's
you
true.
know.
Malcolm, let me ask you something. Are you somebody who can be hypnotized?
Oh, gee, that's, I don't know. I've never really tried. Why?
When I was in medical school, probably
Oh.
one of the most memorable things in, I think, the first or second year is we had a demonstration of hypnosis. Have you ever seen it live? Like really
No,
hypnosis?
no,
Yeah.
no.
So they sent out some type of survey and they were able to figure out which students could be hypnotized and which ones couldn't. So
Wow.
I was screened out. There was no way I could be hypnotized. They didn't even waste their time. But they did find some students. It was amazing. And they actually hypnotized them on stage and we saw it. And it was very real. These are people that I knew. And they were demonstrating the mind-body connection. And let me tell you what, yeah, you know, they bring people back to their childhood. And I'm sure you've seen demonstrations of this, but let me tell you this. This is what kind of blew my mind about hypnosis and the mind-body connection is one of my friends, they had brought him back to an age when he was a small child. And apparently he had a very dominating father who smoked cigarettes. And the father was angry, and they pretended as if the father was putting out a cigarette on this kid's arm.
Oh my God.
And so I think he just took a pencil and they touched his arm and he's going, ah, and he's screaming, screaming, screaming. And then when he lifted it off, there was a blister there,
Oh
like
my
it had been
God.
burned with a real
Oh.
cigarette, but there was no cigarette. Malcolm, I flipped out. I said, this is legit. This mind-body connection is real. If the brain thinks the skin is burned, it will raise up like a blister, like a burn. It was
Well, there
real.
is the
It
power of
was.
the mind, Peter, and I
Right.
learned that as a young lad in my public speaking and incentivizing people, and you can convince yourself. And I've always said that actually, as a young man, actually, Peter, to be truth, and I told my kids that you set your mind to whatever it is, you can do anything you really want to do in this world. You just have to tell yourself you're going to be the best at it. That's kind of how I've lived my life and whatever I've done. I've never been a follower in my life. Have you ever been a follower?
I'm a bad follower, Malcolm. I've been fired from two jobs. I've always been kind of a maverick. And, you
Yeah,
know, I just,
that's
I
me.
don't like having a boss. Do you
No, I
like
don't
having a
either. I've never
boss?
had a boss since I was 17 years old. As a young lad, when I was working my way through school and all, I worked at a fiberglass plant, Peter, pulling. That was the last job I had. I was 17 years old or so. And I said, this sucks. I said, there's got to be another way to learn to live. And I had a pitchfork, and you pick up the spaghetti on the floor and the fiberglass, and you'd put it into the bins. And you'd work swing shifts, and I used to juggle school and juggle the job because it paid pretty well. But you went home and you were itchy as anything, and oh
Oh
man, it was
God.
a
And you
horrible
know,
job.
Malcolm, you breathe a ton of that stuff in. A
Don't
ton.
know. Luckily,
You
I
know,
didn't do it too long, I guess, but that's the last job I had, man.
yeah, my dad worked in factories his whole life, and I just remember him coming home. He basically took his dad had rheumatic heart disease. He worked in a Western Electric plant and they made telephone wire for AT&T and you know, my dad basically took his dad's job in the factory. You know, one person dies, the son steps
It's what
in.
they do. It's what they do.
And I remember him coming home, never liking his boss, kind of cursing his existence. And so his entire life was outside of his factory job. He was a terrific artist. He learned how to paint. He played competitive chess. You know, he loved all different music. He learned how to read, you know, Old English and did all kinds of amazing things. But it was all because he was so frustrated with his job, I think. And
That's
so,
it.
you know, what I did in my life is I said, I'm going to do just the opposite. I want to find a job that's so interesting and so fun and so captivating that I don't need a hobby. I actually, my job is my hobby. It's not, my job isn't
100%,
painful.
100%. I told
And
my kids this the
that's,
other day.
yeah, that's what I found in medicine. So what I've always said is find something you like and you'll
Absolutely.
never work
Never
another
work a
day in your
day of
life.
job. That's it, Peter. Now that's the recipe to life right there, man. And that's why we work hard, Peter. We like I work super hard. I mean, I would say like 24/7, but I don't feel like I'm working. It's my life. It's what I do. It's what I want to do. Is and I've done that all my life. When I ran the ad agency, I had, 65 employees, but I was living high. I was living large. I loved what I did. I direct and produce radio and television. I did that for many years before I, got into the microphone in front of the mic. I used to be behind the mic and behind the camera, And but you're exactly right. And that is really the secret to life. I really wish that for every person. I truly do. And I say it all the time. Get what you really want. I told my son that the other day, find what you really want to do and go with it. Don't look back, man. Go with what your heart is, what your pleasure is, and make it your career. And you'll never work a day in your life, man. It's perfect.
It's so true. Now let's get back to the origin of this, how we got on this path. Is you asked about the psychology of this, and I
That's right.
recently had
That's
on
right.
my show
Yeah.
a MD sociologist from York University in Toronto. Her name is Claudia Chaffin,
Oh, yeah.
and Claudia's done a ton of research on this. I mean, bona fide research on why the students on campuses went along with the vaccines. And you think
Oh,
if
yes,
any
that's
group
right.
would protest these,
Yep.
students want to protest anything, right? Why didn't they protest? She said, number one is get them off campus. Number two, isolate them. And then number three, psyop them with the message that this is for the good. This has morality to it. You should do it for others. You're not doing it for yourself. This is the only way for us to band together to pull through it. And she studied this, and I was blown away with her conclusion. Her conclusion, Malcolm, is it worked. The psyop worked. Just like it looks like Thorpe's conclusion with this operation that was performed on the faith leaders.
Yeah, that show you did, it was in February. I just looked it up now. Indoctrination created moralistic fallacies among college students. Why so few mass protests occur? It's very, very fascinating conversation at all. It was on February 12th. It's on the page. If you go to the menu, my friends, and you go to the talk shows podcast, just click that link right there, and then go to the McCullough Report. And you'll get all the shows right there, and just down right up near the top a little bit. It's February 12th, that show that Dr. McCullough's talking about. And by the way, the live show you can listen to every weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. We have a great library of shows on the weekends. It's a phenomenal lineup. It's just awesome. And Dr. McCullough is found right there, the McCullough Report at 2 p.m. Yeah, probably most of you all know that, I would imagine. Saturday, Sunday, 2 p.m. All the shows go to podcasts. I think around Monday, they're all on podcasts. So, anyways, that's where that show is. I want to ask you something here before we go to get sidetracked. We did get sidetracked there, but I kind of, I love those sidetracks because they're sort of stories of life. You know what I mean? So it's kind of cool. So let me ask you, while we're talking about this psycho stuff and the way people were taken into this thing, and yeah, I mean, what else are you going to call it? It really is psycho, but to me, the way this whole thing, I knew something was fudgy with the whole thing. But let me ask you something. In the last few days, I'm sure you must have seen this, knowing you, but did you see Donald Trump stepped into a pile of it for sure? He started through the State of the Union. He started talking about the vaccines again. Did you see that, for God's sakes? And he.
Yeah, I'm going to refrain from too much political commentary, given my track record. But again, in baseball, when you mess up and it's called an unforced error, like it's an error that you don't have to make. That's what I said.
That's exactly it. That's it.
It's
Well,
an
hold on. I want to
unforced
say
error.
something about what you just said. Now, this is important because I told you there were a few people that responded a week or two ago that said, oh, let Dr. McCullough not get into politics. But you're a truth seeker yourself and you go with the truth and you're going to, I mean, you're not one or the other. You're just look at the evidence and you come up with an answer. But here's the thing. You reminded me of something that's very, very important. And I think it's important to tell listeners right now. And that is that, let's all just kind of chill a minute here, okay? Diverse, really though, diversity of thought, diversity of opinion, diversity. This is a beautiful American trait. This is what we're based, this is what we're built on. Please help me, people. This is America here. We're supposed to have different opinions, thoughts, diversity of all these things. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, we look different, we act different, we talk different, we are different, some more than others, like me. I'm a freak of nature, but you get it, you get it. And we're all sort of different. So why can't we respect people's opinions and back off, man? Right, Peter? I mean, come on.
Well, and also too, for the media, this isn't to you, Malcolm, but I would say this to any of the major stations, that we don't do media and broadcasting to in the news for popularity. And what we've heard time and time again, I actually recently just had dinner 2 days ago with Shannon Joy, who had her own show for a while, and we talked about this. She said, "I got to the point where my producers were telling me that I needed to produce my shows to be popular. So if there's a popular theme to
That's
support
it.
one political candidate versus another, there was a popular, and whatever you do, don't go against the popular theme." Well, when we're bringing people news and we're bringing people developments, and this piece that we're on right now, we're just trying to bring people to understand what happened. Thorpe got the FOIA documents. He analyzed them. He read them. He's reproducing this. This may not be popular to the faith community. It probably isn't, Malcolm, but we're bringing them the news.
Well, it is. It is. And that's correct what you say there. So let's just give people respect to have their own opinions, is what I ask everybody. Listen, I believe in this. Like, I do a lot of roundtables, I do a lot of things on my programs. I don't agree with a lot of people, but I don't. And I don't get incensed or start talking over people and getting obnoxious like Sean Hannity or something. I just
Oh.
don't do that crap, I
Well,
mean, let people say what they're going to say,
Malcolm, I was in Atlanta last week and I was at a big health freedom event put on by Dr. Stuart Warner's wife. He did a great job. But I can tell you one of the things we learn in medicine is we get called up on a stage and we're on a panel of about six people. There's no way we're going to agree on every issue. It just doesn't happen. And boy, if we can't handle the issue respectfully and nod and understand that people are giving their opinions, if you can't do that, you're not in the game. And I think what's happened over time is people become so secluded. They get on Twitter, they get on social media, they actually say things and tweet things that they would not say face to face. I really do believe that. And I think it's good to have the face to face to get up
Oh, I believe that. I totally believe.
and be respectful. I think there's a certain decorum. I don't use curse words on
No, there's no
Twitter.
need to.
I send out emails, dear colleagues, please review this. I think there's a certain way we ought to carry ourselves,
Well,
and to be a little hard on the other candidate, Biden. I don't know if you saw this presidential address. I'm
are
sure
you
you did,
kidding me? Did I see it?
but
Wow.
Malcolm, I mean, I felt like I was being yelled at.
Oh,
I
it was
honestly felt I was
ridiculous.
being yelled at by the
Well, look at
president.
our platform. Look at the front page. I mean, you'll see enough stuff there to tell you that. Yeah, it was garbage. I've never seen a State of the Union so politicized as that one was. There was not, and this is a man in his inaugural address who ran on unity. Oh my golly! Wow, there was nothing unifying about that speech. It was
No,
like,
and it
wow,
wasn't, it was divisive.
Terrible, terrible.
Honestly, it almost looked like he got loaded up on,
He was on
Adderall
drugs.
or
Well, let me ask you, wasn't he
Provigil.
on meds? He was on meds. Come on,
It
come
looked like it, the characteristic,
on.
if you noticed, when people naturally get riled up, they use their hands and they use
Exactly.
their
Same thing.
body language. He literally, his hands were pretty stationary. And he was just like shouting. He was just literally just
Screaming. He
like
was screaming. Yelling
screaming.
at the
And
country. Yelling at the country. And which is what they do. They jacked him up on all this stuff. I mean, you don't do that stuff.
it did look like
This is
he was,
illegal. This is illegal.
it looked like he was an elderly man that was given intentionally stimulus. Now, I can't, I'm just hypothesizing,
Well, we
but
all are.
geez, he probably fell into complete exhaustion
But Pete, he couldn't
afterwards.
put two sentences together the week before. Come on. Of course he was highly medicated. He couldn't even put sentences together. Tripping over himself with the ice cream cone in his hand, he looked like a crazy man just a
And
week or
there's
two before.
no, and of course, everyone's there, right? And there's just no anybody getting together across the aisle.
No, no, but he even insulted the Supreme Court justices. Did you, he called them out. You see that? He told them off. I mean, because of the verdict that you can't isolate a candidate, the states can't make a decision on who's going to be on the run for president or not. It, like, he told them off, and they thought that was going to be a catch-all.
And then the responses, Malcolm. If you listen to CNN, oh, he was out there. He's a street fighter. He's forceful, showing great leadership. And everyone's like, what?
He came across like a Venezuelan gang member. What are you talking about?
I know. And then on the right, people were like, what? It looks like it. So, I'm in the middle. The reason why I brought this up is I cannot tolerate any government employee, including the president, yelling at me. I pay their salary.
Well, thank you for that. Let's remind everybody about that. These folks work for you all. They are exactly elected, and it's a courtesy, and they should go up there, serve, and leave. But they don't. They only leave when they're when they need an oxygen tank or in a corpse. They leave Washington. It's terrible. It's awful. Our whole system is corrupt, and it's collapsing. It makes me sick. And what's happening? By the way, I know we got to move this thing along here, but this is great conversation. I could talk for hours about this stuff. Listen, that post. First of all, Dr. Jim Thorpe and Maggie Thorpe, attorney Maggie Thorpe, these two are they're incredible people. I really, really appreciate them and their hard work. And let me tell you, if you go again to the menu and you go to authors and host, just look for them. You'll see it's a two in the picture. It's a couple there, Dr. Jim Thorpe, Maggie Thorpe. You know what I'm talking about? He's one of the best OBGYN, so well regarded in our nation. And look for that picture. All their pieces are heavily researched, heavily entrenched with endpoints. I mean, they just got the end notes. They got everything down there perfectly. They do hard work. This piece, this week, I want to share with everybody. There's two pieces that they didn't actually. Our tech team did incredible. But the numbers were incredible. I was going to say they almost broke our site, but they did not, because our site is so grounded. I mean, we have a great team here at America Out Loud. But anyways, two, you'll never guess what the second one is, Peter, which is why I bring it up. But the first one was the one that Dr. McCullough and I just talked about. U.S. government coerced leaders of faith to push COVID-19 vaccines on Americans. And this piece, over a two-day period, has garnered about 80,000 reads. That's a pretty big number, buddy, for one little piece, you understand, you know?
I think everybody should share this in their Bible studies. And if you have a relationship.
And there was another piece, and with our volume in those 2 days was incredible. The other one that was equally, that went bonkers along with that one, listen to this, was from Dr. Robert Lowry. And it is... What would it take for Trump actually to drain the swamp this time? Mm. Oh, my golly. That piece, it had the Capitol building all in a green swamp. Very visual piece on the front page. Now, it's just still on the by the time you hear this, it'll be off the front page. So Dr. Robert Lowry is the author. If you want to read that, just go to the author post, authors and hosts. Go to Dr. Robert Lowry. What would it take for Trump actually to drain the swamp this time? It gets into bullet by bullet of things he would do. Anyways, phenomenal piece. So one was politics, one was health, but they both were like incredible numbers, just over a two-day period. And it's still getting great numbers. So everyone needs to read this Christian piece, the faith leaders, because it's a lot of dot connecting in that piece. One other thing. Dr. Jim Thorpe, Maggie Thorpe. They're going to be on this weekend on The Voice of a Nation, by the way. And The Voice of a Nation is on Saturdays now. I assume you all know this. You probably don't. I don't know. It's on Saturdays, 10 and 6. Opposite of Viewpoint on Sunday, 10 and 6, 10 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon, Eastern time now, but hear it anywhere, any time zone. And Saturday is The Voice of a Nation, 10 and 6. I don't do the daily anymore on The Voice of a Nation. I just simply don't have any more time in my life. And so I had to move it to the Saturday and Sunday is where I'm at now. But that's the way it goes. I just don't have the time.
One more quote from Collins. This is amazing that he says this. He says, quote, yeah, there's lots of concerns about possible side effects. We have not seen those conspiracy theories turn out to be true. We certainly have no evidence this causes infertility. You probably heard that one. There is actually no evidence that this in any way is any way harmful to pregnant women. How does he know? There's not enough time to follow a pregnant woman through 9 months yet. In fact, probably beneficial to take the shots because they have a high risk of really serious illness from COVID-19. False. Actually, pregnant women have a lower risk. He says they're still collecting that data, and then, quote, in bold, and no, there are no chips in the syringes that are delivering the vaccine that are going to allow Bill Gates to track you around. I asked him about it. He said he wasn't interested and it wouldn't work anyway. Collins asks Bill Gates if there's tracking chips in the vaccines. Is this guy nuts? Yeah. I mean, this is outrageous. The fact that he would even think this and say this.
He's a quack, I have to tell you. He is a quack. And there was a lot of quacks up there at the time.
But he was one of the, he was at University of Michigan around the time I was there. You know, he was a Human Genome Project. This guy was revered in medicine. And here he is in public, in these documents, talking about chips in vaccine syringes. This guy is, he's in these, his books, I've got both of them. This guy believes he is growing, he's leading the way of growing closer to God, this almost this scientism. Malcolm, this is extraordinary. Everybody needs to read this. It's a great piece. And I would also say, you know, when you plug in your phone in the car nowadays, all the phones hook up, when you go to the app, click on the app, and you'll see what's playing live. And then on your screen in the car, click under podcasts, and you can get to all the podcasts, including my show and all the other shows on the platform. I think so many people spend so much time in the car. You've got to get on the platform and basically enjoy and get educated and develop new perspectives by listening to the shows. It's probably one of the best ways of using time in the car.
Yeah, in the car or when you're walking and running, you know, that you put your little thing in the ear. I'm walking, as I told you, 4.5 miles a day now. And I listen to, you can get a full show in or a couple of smaller shows, you know. But I listen every day to try to catch up. I don't even have time to listen to the talk radio as much as I'd love, but that's how I do it. Listen to that. So anyways, it's great. Yeah, the apps are really good. And they're Apple, Android, Alexa. They're free. Just go to the whatever app store you want and just type in America Out Loud Talk Radio. Come right up. You get all the talk radio there. You get all the podcasts. And if you put on notifications, yes, we'll let you know once or so a day, an exciting show just to remind you what's playing that day. On the weekends and during the week as well. And so if you just turn notifications on, you'll get that. Same thing with our site. There's a little bell. If you ever go to our site, any browser, it'll ask you if you want notifications. If you say yes, twice a day, sometimes once, but at most twice a day, our team will tell you about a big article or a big show or big something you need to know about. And you'll get a little mention in your browser about it. It's very, very cool. So there's a little bell on the left-hand bottom of your browser on the web. You can just click yes to that, or a message will come up in your browser. That's another way to stay notified. I love the trending cloud as well. When you go to the site, you see the trending cloud. You can just see what everybody's talking about. It's pretty wild. And you'll get a sense of, like right now, today's classical education, the bureaucratic state. We got a lot of educators on the platform as well. We cover a lot of ground here. State of the Union is there, Super Tuesday, vaccine injuries, COVID-19. You know, one thing about it, Peter, we're one of the few sites that have always stayed central to COVID-19 and the vaccines and the injuries and the deaths and trying to bring education to people. Most that never trends on sites, but ours it always does. You notice that, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I know. I follow the trending. It's always there, and so the trend is a proxy for interest. What do you, the viewer, what do you view as interesting? And isn't it something else that there are some other media outlets, Malcolm? They never mention the vaccines,
never.
As if it, you know, the problems don't exist.
That's right. We have an esteemed group of experts, basically. And so we've got a lot of talent here and the people who can speak about this from experience. We don't do extremist stuff. We're not interested in Looney Tunes stuff here by any stretch of the imagination. No way. No, thank you. And we always want to keep this also a program for ladies and gentlemen, like you were just talking about, Peter, a moment ago about language. And that even comes to the written word. You know, there's no reason to get in the gutter and be ridiculous about things, whether it's the written word or the spoken word. We need to always be conscious of the fact that, you know, it's a family show. We got to be presentable to our kids and our lives. And that's the way I see it here. So that's what America Out Loud stands for, friends, is all of that for sure. It's important. It's important we hold to the highest esteem here. Listen, couple of things here. On the front page, the featured offer is the joint health and mobility, which I do not take myself because I don't have those problems. But for those who do, I hear rave reviews. I don't take it myself, but joint comfort, joint lubrication, joint cushion and range of motion, you know, all of these things in that. It's the micro gel. It's a tangerine taste, put in your mouth, down and gone. Didn't you give this to family members or something, or am I incorrect?
I have my mom on it right now. She's in a senior living. She's had a right hip replacement, a left hip fracture. And she can use it then. Yeah, and she can use it. Listen, Malcolms, so many people have minor joint problems. Why not leverage the microgel technology and do everything you can do to improve your joint health? You work at it physically. Why wouldn't one work on it from a nutraceutical perspective? It makes a ton of sense.
It does. The microgels are incredible. You take them, I take them. This product line is absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, my wife is loving this one with the, the hair nails.
Hair and nails. I know. I have that for my wife, too.
She digs this one a lot. I mean, she, like, every day, she's all over this. It's called Vibrant Hair, Skin, and Nails. She says her nails, her fingernails went back to when she was younger. They're that strong. I said, you're kidding me. She said, no. She said, my hair is growing. Now, she lost a lot of hair from COVID, but in all truth, a lot of it did come back because she's gotten a lot of that out of her system, thank God. But she said, this product has made it come back even more now. And she just loves this thing. Vibrant hair, skin. Don't take that. Probably, guys, we want strong hair, skin. I don't know.
Well, Malcolm, let me comment on this. So a lot of our patients are out there, our followers and listeners, you know, they've been sick. They've had serious COVID. They've had other problems. They've had long COVID, vaccine injury syndromes. The hair and the nails are reflective of what happened in the past. Have you ever chopped down a tree and you see the rings of a tree? Have you ever seen the rings?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, when the rings are real narrow, it means that it was a bad year and the tree didn't grow very much. The skin and the hair, the skin, hair, and nails are like the bark on a tree. And so when there's an illness, hair will fall out. It could fall out over the course of several months. It could take a year or two to come back. And some of the ladies listening to this know what I'm talking about. And then the nails will lose their luster and they will become cracked.
That's what it was doing to Dee. She had beautiful nails, but they were losing their sparkle.
And you'll know when you try to open an envelope or something, you'll crack your nails.
Yeah.
And then awful, Malcolm, you know what I saw this week, which is just horrendous. This poor man who I saw, who his whole livelihood is he does landscaping, cuts lawns. He came to see me from East Texas. He takes the shot. Takes two messenger RNA shots, develops a blood clot in his right leg, if that's not so bad.
Yeah.
And then his middle finger on his right hand turned red, then it turned blue. It became very painful. His nail split, and then the skin split. And do you know what happened? He actually had a blood clot shoot to his finger.
Wow.
The whole thing got infected. Wow. It opened up. You could actually see the bone of his finger. You could actually see his finger.
From a blood clot, nonetheless.
Yes, because he lost all blood flow there, and then he just had it amputated.
Oh, my
and
God.
So he's lost from the vaccine, and he uses power saws and lawnmowers.
And I didn't know a blood clot could do that, Peter.
Wow. Yes. If he gets all the way down and completely cuts off the supply to the – well, listen, it happened to football player Deion Sanders. He had took the shots, and he had blood clots shoot to his feet, and he started amputating toes. And he's the coach of the Colorado Buffalo.
Oh, I don't wish that on anybody. I have to tell you, I want to keep my limbs connected here as best I can.
This was so bad, Malcolm.
Not good.
We went, you know, this guy, we spent a lot of time with him. My practice partner, Dr. Proctor, came in the room and helped out. And we're trying to help him out the best we can. But the point is, talk about all his nails were destroyed. Everything was destroyed. And so here's a product with the microgel technology. It tastes good. and gives people a chance at recovery. Again, why not?
It says hydrating nutrients, nourishing plant extracts, and essential vitamins to support collagen production and a healthy glow. Well, let me just tell you right now, my wife is a fussy customer. Make no mistake. And let me tell you something, and this is God's honest truth. She will take nothing unless it's going to do good for her. I mean, she's just not going to take something to take it. She swears by this thing. I mean, literally, I mean, every day she does not miss this. That's the kind of what it's doing to her. She says it's, she never had anything like it, the hair, skin, and nails. So we need to keep the hair in our heads too, as guys, Peter, and we need decent lawyers. So maybe we should try. So I don't know what it'll do for us, but I have no idea for guys. It's not just a woman thing. I asked the company that, so no, guys take it as well, whatever. Anyways, vibrant hair, skin, and nails. Take that. Joint Health and Mobility is the product on the front page right now that we are talking about, that I was mentioning, that Peter's gave his mom, Dr. McCullough gave to his mom as well. That is an interesting product. I love, by the way, the heart and vascular health. Mm-hmm. I take that every day. And the immune super boost I take every day. And these are killer products. These are just amazing.
Yeah. Malcolm, let me say something. Yeah. For our patients and listeners out there, yeah, who are having immune challenges, let's say they're having shingles after COVID or the vaccine, or Epstein-Barr virus, long COVID syndrome. You know what I found on the immune super boost? You really got to use it twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. Okay. Give the body two chances to absorb it. I think it's really important. The heart and vascular, just again, my observation, I think it's really good before you exercise, because it does have nitric oxide related compounds in it, resveratrol, and it tastes good. It tastes good.
It seems
to give you a real boost. So I think with microgels, you kind of figure out how to work with them in your lifestyle and your diet, and use them to maximize your performance and your quality of life.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm energized all day and all night long, Peter. I never go quiet. So whether it's morning or night, I'm always out loud, always energized. People should tell me in the corporate boardrooms, my golly, you have a lot of energy. I said, I know. I've had it all my life too. I hope I always have it. I've never been one of those couch potatoes. I'm always electrifying the crowd or doing something, getting into trouble, I guess, more or less. So anyways, the Healthy Cell, 25% off. Use the code out loud on that first order. Just use that there. Also, we had up there last few days these wonderful kits. These kits, and I'm going to tell you more about them next week. There are four of them now. We will spend a few minutes next week on that. The Wellness Company has them, and they are marvelous. And you will get 25% off that order as well on the Wellness Company. And those are all at AmericaOutloud.shop. Take a look at all of that. We got to get to break here. I am enjoying the Heal Right. I love this. And this is for people who want to have something for blood sugar, inflammation, cholesterol, weight. This is another phenomenal product. I love the lemon blueberry. I love the pomegranate chocolate. The apple fig, too, is very, very cool. And Dee has taken them. My wife has taken them as well. It's a little bar, micronutrient bars, and it fights against all this crap that we all try to fight every day, because let's face it, I mean, you know, life is challenging that way. To keep your body in optimum health, you have to work at it, right, Dr. McCullough, right? You have to work at it. Right?
It does. It takes constant effort. But I can tell you what, if one wants to live into these senior years and really be healthy, it takes the effort now.
Listen, all that's back at AmericaOutloud.shop. Check it out. The Heal Right is fabulous as well. You get 20% off that. Cofix, it's all there. Clear. The xylitol product, research studies, data, it's all in the sites. I love the shop. We got some phenomenal, phenomenal products. There's COVID resources and healthcare resources at the top as well of that site there at AmericaOutloud.shop. Real fast pause, my fellow Americans. We'll join you on the other side on Q&A 106 on America Out Loud Pulse.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit healright.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Wow, I just took my first supplement of Healthy Cell Heart and Vascular Health, a new offering. It comes in a bright new red package. You can't miss it. Red for heart health. This is, again, the Healthy Cell Microgel technology. It has 32 milligrams of niacin in the form of niacinamide, which is 200% of the daily requirement, vitamin B6, folate, which is methylated folate, vitamin B12, magnesium, 100 milligrams of magnesium citrate. I commonly recommend that for heart patients. 100 milligrams of potassium citrate, which is a small amount of additional dietary potassium. 1 gram of soluble fiber, which is amazing to pick up a gram of fiber just in the supplement. Beetroot powder, ahi flower seed oil, aronia berry juice concentrate, coenzyme Q10, we recommend that for so many patients on statins, vitamin K2, grape seed extract, and resveratrol, which is the active ingredient that's in red wines that's so beneficial for heart disease. It's all in the Healthy Cell supplement. I'm so excited. I will be recommending this to my cardiovascular patients. It's quick to take. It's readily absorbed. If you go to America Out Loud Talk Radio, the website platform for our show, click on the banner bar for Healthy Cell, and that'll lock you right into getting a discount on your very first purchase of Healthy Cell Heart and Vascular Health Supplement.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutLoud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all. And we join you back here. We never have enough time. 1 hour is not enough time for this show, I'm telling you. We need to get an amendment to make this longer, but we don't have the time, we just said, right? Welcome back to America.
We need a house bill.
I need something, man. Right, yeah. Welcome back here, Malcolm, I'm out here with Dr. Peter McCullough. And we are going to jump into some questions right now. This one is from Ellis. Dr. John Campbell and Major Tom Haviland on his show talking about the blood clots that embalmers had pulled from people who sadly died, no doubt as a result of these clots. He mentioned that the percentage of people with these clots was 30% in 2022 and 20% in 2023, so a little bit less, they thought, by which few people were taking boosters. Dr. McCullough, in terms of these fibrous blood clots, does this mean that clots form closer to the vaccine? And would that mean that the further away from the vaccines, the less likely the clots will form?
It's too hazy. And I've talked to Tom Haviland about this. The embalmers are trying to tell us something, that they see the blood clotting in this unusual way. But Malcolm, they have communication with the family. You sign consent for this when someone passes away. They need to just categorize who took the vaccine and who didn't, who had COVID and who didn't. We're going to have to get a better research from them to sort this out. So at this point in time, we simply don't know. I'm really pushing them to do the, you know, do the calls, make the calls. I think the families would be more than willing to talk to them. Normally, when the body dies, the blood should liquefy. It should drain out of the body relatively easily. When it didn't drain, they started dissecting the major vessels. They saw these blood clots. In blood clots published elsewhere, the spike protein, if it's present, is in the center of the blood clots causing the clot. So it's a theory on the table that either vaccinated people or people with lots of spike protein in their body are forming these blood clots when they pass away.
Yeah, okay. And one other thing he's asking here, does the base spike detox destroy these clots? Well, we think they make an effort on it, don't they?
Exactly. That's the best way to position it. We use standard blood thinners, which blood thinners, by the way, do not dissolve clots. They only anticoagulate the system to try to let the body's own clot clearing system called the fibrinolytic system work. But natokinase is fibrinolytic. It actually works in that way. And I can tell you now, after several years of people with the blood clots not going away, adding blood clots to Eliquis or Xarelto or even warfarin, the base spike detox appears to be working slowly. Now, again, it's just a direct observation.
And that base spike detox as well, friends, that's with the wellness company, those products there now with the natokinase and the curcumin and all those products are right there in that group. And Dr. McCullough's protocol is under COVID resources at AmericaOutloud.shop. Just click that and you'll get the graph and the charts and everything else you need in there. Okay. That's how you do that. And the wellness company, again, you get that. This one, next one's from Joni. Thank you both for this wonderful program. To be informed is of the utmost importance. I am struggling to understand the current health of close relatives who took the vaccines. Wow. They have been sick continuously since the beginning of the rollout of the vaccines, and it appears to be getting worse. They have consistently been ill with lung infections and currently have pneumonia, which requires antibiotics. I spoke to them today, and they are coughing and having difficulty breathing. That's nothing worse than that, I got to tell you. They have been on antibiotics for weeks. I fear their doctors are not connecting the illness to the COVID shots, and I feel there is much more to the continuous illnesses. In your expert opinion, what can possibly be the cause and or what is truly happening to them? Is there a possibility of micro blood clots in the lungs? This constant illness is not normal.
Very good comment. You know, an official term is called vaccine induced immune deficiency syndrome, VAIDS. And so the vaccine does knock down the immunity. You keep putting the same genetic material in, the body actually starts producing antibodies, but they're called IgG subclass 4, which are ineffective antibodies. So the immune system is misdirected against this this COVID-19 vaccine. So the body is opened up to infections from pneumococcus, other bacteria, other viruses, the atypical infections. So I'd worry about VAIDS. When I see a patient like this, I measure antibodies against the spike protein and nucleocapsid, a complete blood count. Many times they do need prolonged antibiotics. The comment about micro blood clots is really important, that we can't forget that people, even months to years after the shots, can have blood clots go to the lungs. And so we have to do a CT angiogram. And this, I can't tell you how many people in the last year I've diagnosed blood clots in the lungs. Then they need big time blood thinners.
All right, this one is from Nora. Dr. McCullough, there was a study of 99 million people, and they discovered two new side effects concerning a neurological condition and the inflammation of the spinal cord. This is terrifying, but is this close to when the shots were administered?
Yeah, within a few weeks or a few months, and this is the Global Vaccine Safety Data Network, of which the top line, Malcolm, was, well, these are very rare. And whatever. And it turns out the risks were huge. You know, it came from 8 sites. The United States wasn't involved, but Australia and some other countries were. These were huge risks. The risk for myocarditis was 6-fold higher. You're right. They had a safety signals for other neurologic problems, Guillain-Barré syndrome, the transverse myelitis. And so, yes, they should be close. I saw a patient today in the office with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is commonly missed. And so this poor guy had gone up and down, seen tons of doctors over the last year and a half. He can't work anymore. He's in a family business. And with Guillain-Barré syndrome, one loses the strength and sensation of the feet. I noticed a young man, he's, you know, in his 30s, is using a cane. Why is he wearing a cane? So I examined him, and if anybody out there is, knows somebody with the Guillain-Barré, you'll recognize this. Have the patient stand up, and then have them try to stand on their toes. Stand up on your tippy toes. He couldn't do it. He couldn't raise up. That's classic Guillain-Barré.
Okay, this one's from Cheryl. How do you know it's long COVID and not autoimmune disease? And why has this dragged on with no end in sight for justice? Cheryl is asking.
Well, I can tell you, for long COVID is a clinical diagnosis. In my view, the state of the art is to measure antibodies against the nucleocapsid and the spike protein. Long COVID, I think, is due to the spike protein, so we should see elevated antibodies there. And then the autoimmune, we measure four tests in my office routinely, the ANA, the ANCA, the rheumatoid factor, and the anti-citrullinated peptide. Those four, I think, are standard. Now, if they pop positive, now a patient has long COVID with an autoimmune syndrome. If they don't have any antibodies against spike and they're ANA positive, it's autoimmune. So we can sort through it. It's dragged on forever, Malcolm, I think, because of our first topic this show, indoctrination. If the faith leaders can be indoctrinated, and all the college students, of course, our leaders and our judges and our prosecuting attorneys, they've been indoctrinated into this vaccine trance.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And that's a great connection there. This one's from Cassandra. I would be very interested to hear Dr. McCullough's views on frame shifting as published in Nature. According to the study, as I understand it, the artificial base the mRNA is delivered in causes the body to react while the protein is being formed. Mm-hmm. Letters are skipped and junk proteins resolve. The claim that this has no adverse effect seems unlikely to me, since a bunch of proteins manufactured with no function must trigger some response, even if it is just inflammation. I was wondering if any work had been done to find out if some proteins triggering clots and myocarditis may be the result of frame shifting. Wow.
Certainly could be. Great question. I can tell this person's, you know, very knowledgeable in molecular biology. My show this week on podcast is with Dr. Karina Acevedo-Whitehouse, and her book is called Vax Genes, Adverse Effects, A Critical Review of COVID-19 Vax Genes. And in this, her book actually addresses this. And it turns out that Pfizer Moderna intentionally inserted pseudouridine instead of uracil. And this creates what's called wobble. So when the ribosomes try to read Pfizer Moderna, there is some wobbling around the code where a sense the body's uncertain what transfer RNA to bring in there to bring in an amino acid. And so it is creating frame-shifted proteins, these bizarre proteins that shouldn't be there. And of course, I think the body's reacting to them. They're non-human proteins. They're not spike protein, but they're non-human proteins. And it may explain this wide variety of diseases we're seeing, particularly the autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, it's pretty wild here what people are struggling with, to be sure here. Real fast, I'll squeeze this real quick one in. Laura, my husband has had tennis elbow for several months and cannot take ibuprofen because he is on Eliquis. I was wondering, do you think if ivermectin would be of any help with this type of thing? If so, what the dosage might be? Would that be good for that kind of thing?
No, if it's just a tennis elbow or tenosynovitis, if you're on Eliquis, you don't want to be taking Motrin morning, noon, and night, particularly not the tablets. But I can tell you what I do in my practice, provided, you know, there's no history of bleeding or stomach ulcers, is I recommend the naproxen sodium blue gel caps. So you swallow them, they instantly turn to liquid, less likely to sit against the stomach wall and cause an ulcer. They provide good relief. Out of all the COVID drugs that work for chronic arthritis, it's actually hydroxychloroquine, believe it or not.
Wow.
But I think he'll find a strategy. Tennis elbow is usually handled with, you know, physical approaches, not medicinal approaches. And so he'll be back there soon working on his tennis game without pain.
There you go. I'm glad we got that one in for Laura here. That's awesome here. Friends, that's a wrap here for Q&A 106. Keep close. Make sure you share all this program out there on America Out Loud Pulse. Always a beat ahead. Okay, real fast title. What do we want, Doc? You have anything on top of mind or no? For the Christian, for the faith community, anything a little different?